Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of July 13th through the 20th. And, you know, looking at this week ahead, we have a massive amount of personal energy, meaning the faster moving planetary influences that are going to be kicking up a ton of activity. It's not just like, oh, a little bit here and a little bit there. I mean, they are just all over the place like crazy. So I do think that we are each going to have an extremely busy week ahead of us. And so starting with Mercury is going to be super active on Friday the 14th, Sunday the 16th, and Wednesday the 19th. So those days will probably be when you key in on any news or offers you've been waiting on, any talks or meetings that are significant, the writing projects, the agreements or sales. Also rules transportation could be short trips, local activities, your vehicles. It could be, the merchant side of life. I guess that's in with the sales. Could be people around you. You're in that Mercury ruled arena, which would be more going on with neighbors or siblings. So it's definitely going to amp up on those days. I'm going to really kind of break down what that means as we go through the signs, which ones are going to be like, you know, the easy days, the days you really want to show up, and which days are going to ask for a little bit more from you. But those are the key days, Friday the 14th, Sunday the 16th, and Wednesday the 19th. Then we have Venus. Venus is going to be super active on Monday the 17th, Tuesday the 18th, and Thursday the 20th. So when we're talking about Venus, those days could be really significant involving a woman in your life or women projects or interests in general. It could be when the love is flowering. It could be when it's important to get in there about making money. It could be about beauty themes, you know, buying art or beautifying your space or your face or whatever you're interested in beautifying. So those are your Venus days, Monday the 17th, Tuesday the 18th, and Thursday the 20th. Then Mars is going to get super busy one day, and the Sun is going to get super busy one day in this next week. And both of them are doing that from the sign of Cancer, and both of them are doing it. This is the last week they'll both be epically involved in that area of life, making the week ahead quite important for showing up and getting involved and getting active in Cancer-ruled areas. So Cancer is about what we're doing in our home, what we're doing about renovations or moves or real estate deals, history, ancestry, our family, our parents, our roommates. So Mars is going to amp things up on Monday the 17th, and the Sun is going to amp things up on Thursday the 20th. So you can see, I don't think there's not a day left out of this crazy, busy, active energy in this week ahead. So let me start to roll through what this means for each sign. For Aries, the Mercury energy, the talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and short trips and local activities and all of that is focused on four areas of life for you. It's about true love and your lovers. It's about your creative projects, the kids, or anything recreational. So Friday the 14th, you're going to make some adjustments early in the day to whatever you hear or talk about or are choosing, and then it's going to put you into a really opportune flow with a key individual about one of those topics. Could be partners, clients, specialist agents, you know, anybody that is significant to that. Something's opening up pretty great. Sunday, the 16th, there's an adjustment involving the goals that you have or the career needs or an authority figure in the mix. And Wednesday, the 19th, there is a harmonic that's going to help you cement something with those lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreational pursuits. And the solid energy here will be to anything travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political in the mix. When it comes to Venus and her focus on love, on anything with income, with women, or with beauty, she is showing up locally or on short trips or in those communications arenas for Aries. And that's on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday of next week. So on Monday, this is going to push you in some way. So whatever that news or decision is about one of those topics, there's something going on behind the scenes that maybe you just weren't aware of that will come to the surface. Or you might feel like pulling back and hiding out on that day. There's something quite not, you know, up front just yet. I mean, you're going to suss it out, you know. So what? Either you need a little bit of extra space, or there's something you're going to find out about on Monday. And then on Tuesday, there is a fantastic alignment that brings you into, you know, a harmonic with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, attorney, somebody significant about it. In a good way. And then by Thursday, the 20th, you're making another adjustment, and this one to the goals, the career, or that higher up authority person could be the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor. Then when it comes to Mars and the Sun and all this activity that they're doing in the home or with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, for Aries, both days, Monday the 17th and Thursday the 20th, are going to ask that you show up and get physically involved or make it personal, get passionate about it, you know, maybe involve your ego a bit. Make it about you and what you need and getting in there and doing it. And both those planets are going to square the planet Uranus, which means that there is some kind of surprise or last-minute change that you are involved in, because you're the one hosting that planet, that's going to push you into this. So you might have somebody pop by the house suddenly, or maybe a pipe burst in the basement. I don't know. Maybe there's some sudden urge to go visit the parent or do something spontaneous with the roommate, or, you know, whatever. It's very highly charged, busy, active, wild stuff. You could involve friends or groups or the internet with this because of Uranus, but it does throw you directly into the mix and ask that you amp it up. And remember, with both those days, Monday and Thursday, this kind of is the last big push with those themes of Cancer. So you do want to do whatever this is calling you to do. That's poetic, don't you think? All right, so for Taurus, the Mercury energy in this week ahead is going to be the energy bringing the news and offers, or the talks and meetings, or the interviews and agreements and sales and writing and decisions and short trips, etc. For Taurus, it is going to focus on your home, renovations, moves, real estate deals, or family, parents, roommates. So the days that this is active, or the days that these are active, are Friday the 14th, Sunday the 16th, and Wednesday the 19th. So on Friday, you're kind of adapting to something going on with friends or groups or the internet, et cetera, with that situation, something social. But then it moves into this really fabulous alignment that should bring somebody into the picture to help you with the work, maybe somebody you're hiring or the coworker, or helping you on a job that you're doing, or with paperwork that's involved in the situation. Or it can open something up in a beneficial way around health or pets, organizing, cleaning. So look for that on Friday. Then on Sunday the 16th, there's an adjustment with these home and family, et cetera, topics that will mean some give and take around legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes in the mix. And then by Wednesday the 19th, something is solidifying for you, something very, you know, in flow with this home, real estate renovation, real estate deal, move, parent, roommate, family matter. And the solid thing here is financial, or it has to do with your intimate life playing out there, or reproductive situations, a divorce, a mortality issue that you're hammering out, or third-party situations that are impacting what's going on there. So this will help you cement something. When it comes to Venus and her activity in this week ahead, she's focusing on Taurus to get you guys into a flow when it comes to making money or what you're purchasing, your possessions, and what you're doing with them or your products. And so she's active Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, the 17th, 18th, and 20th. Those will be your big days for that. On Monday, it's going to challenge you with a friend, group, the internet, astrology, don't pick on me, charities, gatherings, your aspirations, your original projects in the mix. There's something kind of a little bit off there on Monday, or something unexpected, you know. But by Tuesday, you are in a really, lucky, expansive flow when it comes to making money or your purchases, possessions, products, that links you up with jobs or coworkers or hired help or paperwork or organizing or cleaning or health needs or what you're doing with the animals. By Thursday the 20th, there's an adjustment involving travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes tied in with that. So you give and take a little bit then on. And then when it comes to Mars and the Sun being active in this week ahead, for the very last time in this Cancer territory, for Taurus, it's communication oriented, so it is very active on Monday the 17th and Thursday the 20th. Those 2 days, I believe, will stand out because there is going to be some news that sets you into motion or an offer that just, you're jumping into something, or there's an idea that sparks you and you go for it. There could be something with the writing or the interview or the agreement or the sale, an important meeting that comes out of the blue maybe. Also, it could, for some of you Tauruses, there could be something in the moment here that you're jumping into involving a brother, a sister, a neighbor, your vehicles, your electronics, or some short trip. And so again, Monday and Thursday, this is a big deal. Both days, this wild card energy from Uranus is active, and it means that there's something influencing this that is either about the artistry, so could be about the film, the music, the concert, anything artistic, okay? Or it could be something that has to do with addictions, healing, recuperation, hospitals, or other institutions. It could be something to do with a romance. So maybe some of you guys are going to get to, take that little spur of the moment short trip on a romantic rendezvous. That would be kind of a cool way for it to work out. It can be about spiritual stuff that you're involved in, so you could be diving into some of that as well. Also could come through research or behind the scenes efforts on something, strategies, So Monday and Thursday, very dynamic days, very in the moment as you get into that. All right, for Gemini. The Mercury energy is straight up in your third house of what Mercury rules. So, Gemini, these days are super big for you guys for getting offers or news that's important, for the talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and short trips and local activities, involvement with brothers and sisters and neighbors and vehicles and electronics. So pick one, okay? Don't make my head spin. So the days that this is busy for you guys, Friday the 14th, Sunday the 16th, Wednesday the 19th. Okay, those are the big days. So on Friday the 14th, there's some kind of adjustment there to make, probably involving a goal, the career, or an authority figure. But then you move into that like stellar, amazing, big opportunity with Jupiter, which is going to mean something coming through those communications or short trips or local activities, etc., links into something big with a lover or your love life, the kids, a creative project, or something recreational. So I would definitely be like all yes about that one, right? And then on Sunday the 16th, you're making an adjustment. It's involving financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party scenarios. So your talks or the news will reflect that, some adaptation around something going on there. And then by Wednesday the 19th, there is a very solid harmonic alignment, good alignment here, to cement something one way or another with a key person. So this could be a romantic partner, a business partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor. My cat's going to jump on me. Thank you, Charlie. He missed my layout here. You would have heard a big commotion with that. Okay, anyway, sidetracked. So Wednesday the 19th, really good for that. Venus in this week ahead for Gemini, you know, Venus is going to focus you on the women or the love or the income or the beauty themes. And she is active Monday the 17th, Tuesday the 18th, and Thursday the 20th. So those are your big days for that stuff. And Venus on Monday the 17th, there's that square to Neptune. So there's something kind of out of whack, I think, with goals or the career or the authority type person that's impacting you in some way here. So you might have to deal with something there that, you know, you wanted to do this, but now you're having to deal with that too, or just something's not quite clear. So I just feel your way through Monday a little bit. But by Tuesday, you've got that really amazing Jupiter alignment. So for Gemini, this then aligns the love with you with love in your house of true love, or it aligns what's going on with you with love or women or beauty or, you know, in anything with income to that fifth house. So you could be seeing something come up and open up for you with the kids there, or with a creative venture there, or something recreational there. So there's a really, I mean, those are fantastic places to find it. Tuesday should be good. And then by Thursday, you're making another adjustment. The adjustment here is to financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party scenarios in the mix, so working around that. And then with this energy from Mars and the Sun, the very last week, they're going to be so amped up about the Cancer themes. For Gemini, this is about your income potential, what's going on there with making money, or it's about what you're doing with your possessions or your purchases or your product. And so, you know, you can definitely plan on these being very fired up, active, passionate, fighting spirit kind of days, Monday the 17th and Thursday the 20th, where you're going to get in there and do something about this. And there's the wild card energy from Uranus on both of those days, which means you're doing something really big here. You're pushing harder, you know, when it comes to trying to make that money or do something with your possessions or purchases or product. Or you're feeling frustrated or challenged because of the square, you know, one way or the other. And what this is going to focus on has to do with a friend, a group affiliation or activity, what's going on online with astrology, with charities, with gatherings, or something about your personal aspirations or original ideas or, you know, product or whatever. So expect to be diving in and being very active somewhere in that mix Monday and Thursday. All right, for Cancer. The Mercury energy in the week ahead for Cancer is about your income and purchases and products and possessions. So that's what you're going to be, on the days Mercury is active, you'll have news and offers coming in about that, or you'll be in meetings and talks, or you'll have good ideas about that, or there's something about the writing or the sales or the agreements. Could involve short trips, local activities, focused on making money or purchases, et cetera. Could focus on vehicles or electronics. Maybe you're purchasing some of that. Maybe you'll invite the siblings or the neighbors along for the ride. But make it about making money or your purchases or your possessions or products. So Friday the 14th, Sunday the 16th, and Wednesday the 19th. These are your busy days. Friday the 14th, there's an adjustment to make in all of this involving travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. But then you move into that really awesome opportunity alignment to the big expansive Jupiter energy, which is saying something big could be here tied into those things involving your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate. So again, talks about income, purchases, possessions, or products tied into that in some way, or your choices. By Sunday the 16th, there's an adjustment aspect involving a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, some key individual. So give and take a little bit when it comes to, your money or your purchases, et cetera. And then by Wednesday the 19th, you have that cementing harmonic, which is a good thing. It's going to put you into the flow and help you solidify something. And this will involve the job, the coworker, the hired help, the paperwork, or something in the health or animal, maybe cleaning or organizing, one of those areas. When it comes to Venus in this week ahead, she's going to be active on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, the 17th, 18th, and 20th. So for Cancer, this is really going to kind of highlight the potential for love or what you're doing with women or income or beauty themes behind the scenes, maybe at an institution like a hospital or a spa or retreat, or through healing and recuperation, or it can be through the research you're doing or investigations. It can be about a romantic getaway. It can be or a romantic tryst, maybe. Maybe you don't go far for this. I don't know. Or it can be about anything in the artistic realm, film, music, dance, poetry, etc. Or it can be about your spiritual scenarios. So maybe love flowering in the meditation class, or doing your yoga with a female, you know, so make the combination. On Monday the 17th, there's the square to Neptune. That's the day that's kind of off, I think. Maybe some of you guys will take advantage of this in some interesting way, but it's probably going to add a little bit of fog or confusion or something coming at you out of the blue. Just be prepared for that. But by Tuesday the 18th, this stuff is moving into a wonderful alignment, which looks very favorable for this tying into good things in the home with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, or key individuals involved in all of this. And then by Thursday the 20th, you're making an adjustment to that key individual, that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor. So give and take a little bit on Thursday. Then when we're looking at this energy giving the last big push, Mars and the Sun in this week ahead in Cancer, for Cancer, it's obviously focused on you guys. So, you know, Monday the 17th and Thursday the 20th are big days for you. And so you can plan on being busier, more active, more passionate, have more fighting spirit, but really being motivated when it comes to what you're trying to do for your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title, or just pursuit of something that's important to you, an important need or desire you have. And the wild card on both of those days is Uranus in square. So there is something last minute or exciting or shocking or, you know, changing or spontaneous that's coming at you in this mix. That means there is something going on with a personal goal here that is driving all of this, and it's, you know, surprising or exciting or shocking, whatever. Or there is something going on the career front and you're diving in and putting yourself out there. Or there's something going on with an authority figure, a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director, etc., etc. So keep your schedule light on Monday and Thursday and plan on getting busy. For Leo, you are going to have focus on your sign, Leo, through Mercury in this week ahead. And so that means a lot of talks and invitations and meetings are going to be going out to the Leos, maybe some writing, some interviews, some agreements, some sales, some short trips, but it's focused on Leo and what they're about, you know, so you guys can show up and make it about you and what your goal is, or about your body, your image, your brand, your name, whatever. The days that this is going to be active, Friday the 14th, Sunday the 16th, and Wednesday the 19th. So on Friday, you need to make some adjustments, Leo, to whatever this is you're pursuing when it comes to financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party scenarios. But then Mercury moves into this amazing opportunity alignment with Jupiter, which means there should be at least one spectacular phone call or meeting or offer or agreement or sale or writing opportunity or interview, you know, something in that communication realm for Leo, or something really big opening up one-on-one with another person involving a short trip or local activity. You know, maybe the vehicles, the electronics, the siblings, the neighbors, but this looks good. So, you know, speak up, show up, get involved. On Sunday the 16th, there is an adjustment aspect which will involve your work, your health, the pets, the paperwork, the coworkers hired help, organizing or cleaning, so give and take a bit in your talks with people or decisions with that. And then by Wednesday the 19th, you have that solid harmonic, which is going to help you get into a good groove, a good alignment that can be long-term or solid here, that is going to involve you and a lover or the kids or a creative, you know, adventure or something with recreational pursuits. So that looks good. With Venus in this week ahead for Leo, she is active Monday the 17th, Tuesday the 18th, and Thursday the 20th, 3 days. So obviously she's going to focus on women, love, beauty, or income. And for Leo, this is going to play out either when you're out with friends or at gatherings and parties and events or in group dynamics or online. Could focus on astrology or charities, could be about your aspirations or original projects. So you want to kind of, whether you're pursuing making money in those things or falling in love in those areas or dealing with a particular woman or the beautification of something, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday are your days. On Monday, there's that kind of fog, that hard to kind of define thing or that thing that comes out of the blue. That will be about sex or finances or mortality issues or divorce or triangles, you know. So maybe be a little careful on Monday. But by Tuesday, you're in that just totally jamming great vibe with Jupiter, which means great talks, meetings, short trips, agreements, sales, writing, that puts you into that flow. And then by Thursday the 20th, there's an adjustment involving the work, the health, the paperwork, the pets, the coworkers, the hired help. So a little give and take around that to get where you're going. When we look at this last big week of very active pushing dynamic when it comes to the Cancer themes, that's going to play out on Monday the 17th and Thursday the 20th. 2 days, big days though. Very active. And for Leo, this is stuff going on behind the scenes. Could be about a private or secret or clandestine romance. It could be about a big artistic project you're involved in or some kind of artistic talent you're developing or artistic interest you're pursuing. So whether you're, you know, sitting down and watching a marathon of films or you're, you know, writing a film, you know, something artistic there. Or it could be about something in the spiritual realm that you're pursuing, something with healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions, or the research and development, the investigations, that strategy behind the scenes stuff. So a lot here on Monday and on Thursday. And the wild card will be evident on both days, which is Uranus, which throws something into the mix that shakes things up or is exciting or shocking or last-minute changes that impacts that, you know, or is part of that story. And for Leo, this will be about travel or someone at a distance, anything legal you're trying to deal with, any media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, educational pursuits, weddings, religious or political interests. So you got a lot going on there, right? For Virgo, Mercury being active in this week ahead is bringing all the information flow and choices and all of that, the ideas, talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, you know, all of that kind of stuff, decision making, into that 12th house. So you're going to have a lot of, you know, ideas and talks and meetings and choices going on about romance or artistic pursuits or those spiritual practices or healing and hospital needs, research, investigations, maybe addictions that you're dealing with, maybe secrets that you're dealing with. That's possible there as well. And so the days are Friday the 14th, Sunday the 16th, Wednesday the 19th, big days. Friday the 14th, you're going to need to make some kind of adjustment in one of those areas with a partner, specialist, client, agent, attorney, competitor type person. But then on that same day, you get this awesome opening where something you're doing in that behind the scenes to matter is going to open a door to making money or to what you're purchasing or with your products or your possessions. So something big going on with that. And then on Sunday the 16th, there's that adjustment aspect, and you're going to need to make an adjustment with the kids or the lover or the creative project or recreational interest that you have going on. And then by Wednesday the 19th, you see something solidifying in a harmonic way. And this brings in things going on in the home or with the home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, or with the family, the parent, the roommate, you know, maybe even history or ancestry interests you have going on. So that looks really solid. Then with Venus kicking up in this week ahead, she's active 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, the 17th, 18th, and 20th. So Venus will be about a woman or also about love or about income or about beauty themes. And so for Virgo, you know, the focus here is on goals on those days or on career things playing out or with authority figures like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, teacher, etc. So you may be focusing on the goals or the career or that higher up person about love or about income or about beauty or with a woman. And Monday, Tuesday, Thursday are your days. So on Monday, you have that kind of strange, foggy stuff going on. And it involves a partner or a client or a specialist or an agent or an attorney or a competitor. So I'm not certain that you'll, you know, that everything's going to be clear that day to them or to you about them. And so take it with a grain of salt, whatever's happening that day. Something's a little off. But by Tuesday the 18th, you've got this amazing alignment again. And now you've got these goals, career, authority figures in alignment with making money or the purchases you're making or the what you're doing with your product or your possessions. Really big, really, really good day. So, you know, yeah, aim for that. And then by Thursday the 20th, you're making an adjustment with the kids, the creative project, the lover, or the recreational interest again. Then when we look at what's going on with Mars and the Sun being very active for the very last week in the Cancer part of the sky, that's going to happen on Monday and Thursday, those 2 days, the 17th and 20th. And, you know, Virgo, this means really getting in there and doing something or reacting to something, getting passionate about it, getting physical about it, involving your needs in it. And it's either about a big aspiration that you're pursuing here or an original project. Or it's social, and it's about what's going on with friends or groups or gatherings or, you know, could be astrology or charities, could be the internet, social networking, you know, think social here. And on both of those days, you have that wild card Uranus energy, which means that there's something kind of surprising or exciting or last minute or shocking or shaking things up with that, that is about the financial side of things, the sexual attraction or issue, the reproductive need, the divorce, the death, the birth, or the third party situation. And so, you know, I don't know, man, maybe you'll be out with a friend and there'll be a sexy attraction, you know, and you're diving in there and going, oh, okay, wow. Maybe you're on the internet and there's some kind of last minute thing that you're trying to do financially with something, you know. There's all kinds of combinations there, but definitely going to be very active and busy days. Okay, for Libra. Libra, in this week ahead, Mercury is going to be active through those social and aspirational realms. And so, you know, when it comes to your friends, your group activities, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, your personal aspirations and original projects, this week has a lot going on with talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and short trips and local activities and decisions. So the days that's active are Friday, Sunday, Wednesday, the 14th, 16th, 19th, okay? On Friday the 14th, you're going to be making some kind of adjustment here to what the news or the writing or the, you know, meeting or whatever, involving work, paperwork, hired help, coworkers, health needs or interests, or the animals. But then you're going to be moving into this really amazing alignment with Jupiter that's in your sign, Libra. It doesn't get better, okay? So this is something really big that can focus right in on you and your needs or what you're doing for yourself or what's coming through you in some kind of big, expansive way involving this aspiration or this original project or the friend, the group, the internet, etc. So, you know, ask for it, talk about it, pitch it, sign it, sell it, you know, show up on Friday for that. On Sunday the 16th, we have that adjustment aspect So the adjustment for Libra will involve, you know, some give and take or working around something going on in the home or with a family member, the parent, the roommate, the real estate deal, the move, the renovation. And then by Wednesday the 19th, you've got that solid harmonic. And this is communication oriented first and foremost. So Libra, there can be that important solid talk, meeting, agreement, sale, writing, interview, offer, decision. Or there could also be something solid slotting into place for Libra involving a local activity or short trip, the brother, the sister, the neighbor, the vehicles or the electronics. So, you know, pick and choose. It all looks pretty good on that day. With Venus being active in this week ahead, she's busy on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. That's the 17th, 18th, and 20th. So Libra, those are the days where, you know, you're most likely to have something big going on with a woman or the lover or the income or the beauty interest, right? And for Libra, on those 3 days, it will either play out through travel or with people at a distance, through legal channels, through educational channels, through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, through weddings or religion or politics. Okay? You got a lot to pick from, right? So Monday the 17th is that kind of weird square to Neptune. So I feel like something might be a little bit off on that day. Some of you guys might just be super duper motivated and pushing harder, but I still think there may be something quite a little bit, I think it's going to be something a little bit off, or that you didn't expect, you know. And for Libra, it'll involve the work, the paperwork, the hired help, the coworker, the health, or the pets. So be aware of that. You know, you may need to put a little bit of tension there and don't, you know, panic over it. It'll pass. But that day might be a little cloudy. But by Tuesday the 18th, you've got this amazing alignment once again to Jupiter in your sign, Libra. This does not get better. So this is, you know, Tuesday the 18th puts you in the right place for some kind of growth opportunity through the travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, political arena. For love or for making money or with the woman or with the beauty themes, okay? So Tuesday the 18th, very good for that. And then by Thursday the 20th, you're making some kind of adjustment, again, involving the home, the real estate deal, renovation, move, family, parent, or roommate situation going on there. All right. And then when we're looking at what's happening with Mars and with the Sun, both picking a day to be very active about their last week in Cancer. You know, for Libra, these 2 days, Monday the 17th Thursday the 20th. I kept wanting to say Sunday because it's about the sun. I see the little glyph for the sun, and I'm like, Monday the 17th or Thursday the 20th. Those 2 days are super active, busy, you're showing up, you're physically involved, or you're reacting to something with a lot of passion or fighting spirit or motivation. For Libra, it is either about your career, or it is about fame and notoriety, or it is about a big personal goal that you're going for, or it has to do with a higher up authority type person, that boss, that director, producer, mentor, parent, judge, I don't know what I've said, but somebody higher up, right? Okay, so Libra, those 2 days, it's time to dive in and do something or react to something and get busy about something in one of those areas. And there's a wild card both days with the planet Uranus that is going to throw something into the mix, so there'll be some kind of last-minute, spur-of-the-moment excitement or change or shake-up or, you know, sudden new idea, whatever. And that wild card plays out via a romantic partner, business partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, you know, some key relationship here. So there's some kind of, you know, wild, let's do something in the spur of the moment or shake up change last minute, got to run around and do this. So those are your days, Monday and Thursday. So, you know, give yourself a little extra space. For Scorpio, you guys, Mercury is going to be focused for you in this week ahead on career, fame, goals, and those higher up authority figures. So, very important week for hearing the news or the offer or getting into the talk or the meeting or signing agreements or making sales or writing or interviewing, short trips, local activities, decisions that are going on about your goals, your career, your notoriety, or that higher up authority figure. So, the days are Friday, Sunday, Wednesday. That's the 14th, 16th, and 19th. On Friday the 14th, you are going to be making some kind of adjustment with the kids or the lover or the creative project or the recreational pursuits, and then you see this move into this amazing alignment with Jupiter, an opportunity, a door opens with those goals or career momentums or higher up authority figures that is linked to romantic getaways, creative projects, spiritual practices, healing, hospitals, any kind of project in development behind closed doors, something big opening up there in a good way. And then by Sunday the 16th, you've got that adjustment to make, and that comes through communication realm here. So the adjustment will be about the news you hear or the talk or the meeting or the agreement or the sale or the writing or the interview or the offer choice that you're making. And by Wednesday the 19th, you're solidifying something under a harmonic, a good alignment with those goals, career, authority figures that involves your income, purchases, product, or possessions. Excuse me. When it comes to Venus, Venus is active in this week ahead 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. That's the 17th, 18th, and 20th. So, you know, Venus days are about love or about women or income or beauty. So those are your days. You know, you want to kind of hone in on that stuff. And for Scorpio, this is either playing out through sexual attractions or reproduction or divorce or mortality issues or big financial things, loans, investments, settlements, commissions, et cetera, et cetera, or third-party scenarios, you know. So on Monday the 17th, there is that foggy, strange, surreal energy, and it will play out around love or kids or creative projects or recreation. So you may want to kind of go with, I mean, you're maybe one of the one signs I would say maybe you can go with this, but just be clear that you're not clear yet. So if you do get drawn into a romantic, love, sex attraction, you know, don't decide to run off to Bora Bora and, you know, get married until it clears, you know, and same thing with, you know, financial opportunities for the creative projects, et cetera, for the kids, whatever. There's something, you know, not clear just yet. But by Tuesday the 18th, you get that really great Jupiter alignment again. So now when it comes to this sexual, financial, reproductive, divorce, mortality, third-party scenario, and the love, the woman, the income, or the beauty needs, you are in this really big opportunity, you know, kind of growth harmonic with what's going on behind the scenes, with a romantic tryst, with a spiritual practice, with the artistic project, with the healing, with the hospital, with the research, with the development. So Tuesday looks really good. And by Thursday the 20th, we have an adjustment. It comes through communications again. So, you know, give and take when it comes to the talks and meetings, writing agreements, sales, interviews, offers, etc. Maybe for some Scorpios, there may be an adjustment here when it comes to siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronic short trips as well. All right, so then when we get to all this active dynamic energy from Mars and the Sun, very last week that they're both going to really amp something up in the, you know, in that Cancer part of the sky. So for Scorpio, this is going to be really active, passionate, aggressive, getting involved, getting physically in there about a trip or somebody at a distance, about a legal matter, about educational pursuits, about a media venture, marketing campaign, publishing, broadcasting scenario, about a wedding, about religion or politics. And, you know, heads up, careful with the religion and politics. But, you know, maybe you're going to be passionate about it. I don't know. So, you know, hey, in any of those areas, expect to be very busy on Monday the 17th and Thursday the 20th. And that there is a wild card on both of those days from Uranus, which throws in this kind of last-minute, sudden, exciting, shocking change agent that will be about your work, your health, the animals, the paperwork, the coworker, the hired help, organizing, or cleaning. So it all comes together in some kind of interesting way that you'll be really aware of when you get to Monday and Thursday. Just, you know, give yourself some space to react in the moment. For Sagittarius, Mercury is going to be super active in this week ahead when it comes to travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. So that means lots of talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions about those topics. And the days that it's active are Friday the 14th, Sunday the 16th, and Wednesday the 19th. On Friday the 14th, you're going to need to make some kind of adjustment regarding your home or family, parent, roommate, real estate deal, move, renovation. And then it moves into this really exceptional opportunity energy that will involve friends or gatherings or group activities or the internet or your aspirations or original projects, charities, astrology, something in one of those realms. By Sunday the 16th, there's an adjustment to be made involving your income, your purchases, your product, your possessions. And then by Wednesday the 19th, you get that solid harmonic, and it's playing out in your sign, Sag. So, you know, Wednesday the 19th, something very solid can come into play for you in a good way, involving you and this trip, person at a distance, legal need, media, marketing, broadcasting interest, publishing deal, educational pursuit, wedding, religious or political theme. So, you know, speak up, ask for it, sign it, sell it, make your choices. With Venus getting active in the week ahead, she's going to be busy 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. That's the 17th, 18th, and 20th, Sag. This is relationship-oriented for you. So you're really going to be thinking about, you know, what you can do with romantic partners or business partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors, and you want to focus on Venus there. So it's about the love or the income opportunities or the beauty interests or the woman, okay? So Monday the 17th is that kind of foggy, weird Neptune square. So there may be something unclear or coming out of the blue involving home, family, real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, roommates. Feel that out. I'm not exactly sure what that's going to be, except that it's, you know, weird. But by Tuesday the 18th, you've got this great alignment again to Jupiter, which whoever this key person is you're dealing with, now it's bringing something really big into the mix involving your aspirations or original projects or your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, etc. And then by Thursday the 20th, whoever this person is you're focusing in with Venus themes, there's an adjustment to be made with the income or with the possessions, purchases, or products. Then, with Mars and the Sun being active in the Cancer realm for the last week, big push, both of them are going to get you super, you know, aggressive, passionate, motivated, busy, showing up. That's on Monday the 17th and Thursday the 20th. And for Sag, it's going to be about sex, or it's going to be about reproduction, or a divorce, or a mortality issue, or a third-party scenario, or it's going to be financial, getting in there over the loan, or the inheritance, or the bankruptcy, or the taxes, or insurance, or investments, or commissions, or alimony, or child support, or royalties, or whatever this financial thing would be. So in one of those areas, you know, whichever one this is for you guys, there's going to be this wild card energy coming from Uranus on both those days, and that throws something into the mix that's either exciting, last minute, spontaneous, or shaking things up and shocking and changing things, and that involves a lover, the kids, a creative project, or something recreational. So maybe you'll be out there doing your sporty, hobby, recreational thing, and there'll be some big sexual attraction that you weren't expecting. Or maybe there's, you know, something big in your creative project that throws you get thrown into something where you're dealing with the financial side of things. Or, you know, maybe your kids come home and tell you that they're in love, or I don't know. So it's wild, right? And busy. And so plan on that for those 2 days. For Capricorn, Mercury is going to be active in those areas in this week ahead. So sex, reproduction, divorce, mortality issues, third-party scenarios, and financial anything, this is the week when you're going to hear the news or the offer or get into more talks and meetings or agreements and sales and writing and interviews and decisions about these themes. And the days that this is relevant are Friday the 14th, Sunday the 16th, and Wednesday the 19th. Big days. On Friday the 14th, you make an adjustment in either the information coming your way or what you're saying or deciding. And then you move into this very fruitful, opportune, expansive energy that ties in with one of those themes and locks it in with the goal or the career or the fame or the authority figure, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the director, the teacher, etc. So something very opportune there does open up for you on Friday when it comes to sex, finances, divorce, etc. On Sunday the 16th, there is an adjustment aspect, and it's to you. So you may physically need to kind of work around how you're feeling on that day, or maybe what you want. maybe it has to do with your image, your brand, your name, your title, you know. So give and take a little bit yourself when it comes to those eighth house matters of sex and finances and divorce and reproduction and third parties scenarios. By Wednesday the 19th, you have this harmonic with Saturn, which can lock something down for you in a solid way. And that comes through behind the scenes developments, a clandestine romance, an artistic project or pursuit, a spiritual practice, research and investigations, healing, rest and recuperation, hospitals or other institutions. So you got a lot to pick from, right? And it looks good. Venus is going to be active in this week ahead, and she is active Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. That's the 17th, 18th, and 20th of next week. So, you know, Cappy, Venus is about love or women or beauty themes or income. So those 3 days are big for you for that, and really going to be focusing on those things flowering through your work or with coworkers or hired help or paperwork that's involved, or when you're focused on health or the pets or the organizing or cleaning. So, you know, if you need to hire someone to help you get organized, that maybe it'll be a female, or maybe there'll be a love thing kicking off with a coworker, or income opportunities through health or job opportunities, etc. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. On Monday, there's that kind of fog, weird thing. So, you know, unfortunately, this comes through a talk or meeting or agreement or sale or writing or short trip, etc. I'd be careful out on the roads. And it might inspire you because it is a push. There is something kind of fantasy-driven here, but I'm not sure there's a lot of clarity here yet, so feel that out. But by Tuesday the 18th, there is an amazing alignment once again to Jupiter. So for Capricorn, this is fantastic for helping you expand your goals or go further on the career front or with the fame and notoriety or with that authority figure, that boss, parent, judge, mentor, whatever, when it comes to the work, the health, the pets, the paperwork, the coworker, the hired help, etc. By Thursday the 20th, it's an adjustment aspect, and again, to you. So you need to kind of decide where the give and take is. Maybe you need to focus a little bit more on your own body or image or brand or name or title or needs on that day, so adapt a bit as needed. When it comes to this Mars and solar energy really getting dynamic in this last week that they're in Cancer, they're going to be busy on Monday the 17th and Thursday the 20th. And those days you're going to be, you know, showing up and doing something about it. And for Capricorn, it's about a relationship. So this could be about your romantic partner. It could be about your business partner. It could be about a client or all of your clients. It could be about a specialist. It could be about an agent or attorney or other representative, or it could be about a competitor or opponent. And so, you know, Mars can be the passion, the motivation, the anger, the, you know, drive behind what's going on here involving this person. And the Sun can be about your needs and your involvement in the scenario. So both those days are very active with or about this person, and they both involve the wild card from Uranus, which means something out of the blue, surprising, exciting, or shaking things up, or shocking, or changing something, and that has to do with your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, a parent, or a roommate. So there could be maybe that last-minute change from a client with the real estate deal, or there could be that surprise in your home from a romantic partner. You know, you can kind of hook those up. However, just to be busy on those days and in the moment. For Aquarius, the Mercury energy in this week ahead is about these relationships. So, you know, wow, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, Mercury will be bringing you meetings with these people, or you'll be hearing news about them or offers from them, or you'll be getting into agreements or sales with them, or there'll be writing with them or interviews or short trips and local activities with them because of Mercury. Mercury. So the days this is super active in the week ahead will be Friday the 14th, Sunday the 16th, and Wednesday the 19th. On Friday the 14th, you'll be making some kind of adjustment with or about them involving your income, purchases, products, or possessions. But then you move into that amazing alignment that just opens something really big for you with or about that person involving a trip or someone at a distance or a legal matter or an educational pursuit or the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing interest or a wedding or the religion or political theme that's in the mix. So something big there. And then by Sunday the 16th, you have an adaptation, a need to kind of work around or deal with that rest and recuperation need, healing or hospital need, romantic getaway, artistic interest or spiritual practice. So, adapt as need be. And then by Wednesday the 19th, you've got that solid harmonic with this person that ties something in a really good cemented way with a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, or some personal aspiration or original idea that, or projects you have going on. So yay, right? For Venus being active in this week ahead, you guys are really doing well, aren't you? Venus for Aquarius is going to be playing out in the area of true love, children, creative projects, and fun. Oh boy, and Venus is about love or income or women or beauty. So you can't beat that with a stick, can you? That's going to be active Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, the 17th, 18th, and 20th. So Aquarius, I guess the only day to worry about might be Monday, the 17th. There's that kind of foggy, elusive, weird Neptune square. So there's something going on with purchases or products or gifts or possessions or income in the mix. That you may just want to feel out a little bit before you make any final decisions. I mean, maybe it'll just kind of inspire you to go purchase something, romantic or magical or inspired, for the child or the lover or, the creative project, whatever. But it's a little off. It's a little weird. Tuesday the 18th, it's fantastic. You've got this solid alignment here. To love and lovers and kids and creative projects and beauty and women and recreation and all this. And it is to that legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political interest. So I would definitely be going big for that. And then on Thursday the 20th, you need to make an adjustment once again when it comes to healing or hospitals, any rest or recuperation, romantic getaways, artistic pursuits, spiritual practices, give and take as need be. And then with all this energy from Mars and the Sun, their very last week of really trying to push for something in that Cancer arena, for Aquarius, this means a lot going on Monday the 17th and Thursday the 20th. And you're motivated, you're busy, you're active, you're passionate, you're angry, you're fighting, I don't know how you're driven here, but it's going to be about your job or the work project you're involved in, the coworker or the hired help, the paperwork, the organizing, the cleaning, or it's going to be about the health interest or situation or the pets or the animals in general. So plan on diving in and getting really busy with that on both of those days. And the Uranus wild card is coming through, something surprising or exciting or shocking or last minute or changing. And this comes through either the news you hear that sets this into motion or the talk or the meeting that happens, the agreement or the sale or the writing or the interview or the audition or the decision, or as if that's not enough, it involves a brother, a sister, a neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics, a short trip or local activity. So there you have it. A lot going on those 2 days. Pace yourself. And Pisces, Mercury is going to be super busy in this week ahead about your work, health, pets, paperwork, hired help, coworkers, organizing, or cleaning. So you may be busy about all of it. You might just be geared up with all of that. But Mercury is going to be bringing the news or the offers or the agreements or the sales or the writing or the interviews or the auditions or the talks and meetings about it and choices, okay? So Friday the 14th, Sunday the 16th, Wednesday the 19th, those are your big days. On Friday the 14th, you do need to make some kind of adjustment. It's personal or physical for you, Pisces. Maybe if you're going to that interview for the work, you know, you need to adapt how you're dressing for that particular employment. Or maybe if it's something about the health and you're trying to make some kind of adjustment on a physical level with your body. And, you know, or maybe you need to just get out and walk the dog more if it's about the pets. So plan on making some kind of personal or physical adjustment, but then you have this move into this amazing alignment. So when it comes to this work, health, pet, paperwork, coworker, hired help, organizing, cleaning scenario on Friday, there is this amazing thing that opens up in the financial realm or with a sexual attraction or reproductive need, divorce, mortality issue, or third-party scenario. So you can get the information flowing and the paperwork moving ahead or the job offer, whatever this is, you know. So that comes in on Friday. On Sunday the 16th, there's an adjustment involving the friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the gathering, or something with your aspirations or original project in this mix. And then by Wednesday the 19th, you have that solid harmonic. This is great, Pisces, for cementing something on the career front or with a big personal goal you're striving for here with your work or your health or your, you know, pets or paperwork or whatever this is. Or it could be involving something solid with an authority figure. So that boss, that parent, the judge, the director, the teacher, the mentor, the producer, whoever this higher up person is. So that's Wednesday the 19th. Venus is going to be active in this week ahead. She's active on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. That's the 17th, 18th, and 20th. So Pisces, you know, Venus is going to be playing out for you guys in the home or about your home with real estate deals, moves, and renovations with family, parents, or roommates. So, you know, Venus is going to make that about the woman, or it's going to make it about the love in those areas or the income opportunities or beauty. Right? So great days to focus in on love at home or with family or making money from home or real estate deals or renovations or with family businesses and, you know, beautifying your space or doing things with women there. So the only day, Monday the 17th, there is that kind of foggy, weird energy in your sign, your ruler, Pisces. You guys are more apt at dealing with this energy a little better. But if you do feel off, if you do feel, you know, kind of foggy, confused, depressed, or funky, probably because of this square, it will pass. It can make you feel inspired, but before you go painting a whole wall purple, I would definitely, you know, maybe suss it out a little bit, wait till this clears, make sure you really wanted that color in the room. You know, so it can be really cool, but, you know, it's not totally clear. But by Tuesday the 18th, you've got fantastic Jupiter alignment coming in and impacting something with you with these, you know, home real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parent, roommate. And it's playing out through your sex life or reproductive life. It can help you with the divorce if you're trying to figure out property stuff there or family dynamics. It can help you with a mortality issue. It can help you with financial anything, you know, the commission, the loan, the investment, the inheritance, the taxes, whatever the financial side of this is. Or it can help you if there's a third-party dynamic going on with you and two other people here. So Tuesday, big for that. And then by Thursday the 20th, you're making some kind of adjustment with these things involving a friend, the group, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings of some sort, or your aspirations or original projects in the mix. So some give and take there. And then when we are looking at Mars and the Sun really getting active. Okay, this is dynamic energy because they're both under this really intense frictional energy with the wild card Uranus, and they're both energies that want you to show up and get involved or get passionate or get angry or be driven and do something. They're going to be active on Monday the 17th and Thursday the 20th, those 2 days. And for Pisces, it's all about the lover, the kid or kids, the creative project or recreation. So you can plan that Monday and Thursday are hyper, you know, intense about one of those subjects, and that the wild card energy here, the last minute change, the excitement, the shakeup, the shock, the awakening energy that impacts this is about your income, a purchase, a gift, the product, or your possessions. Okay? So plan on being busy. And, you know, guys, what a week. That's a lot of stuff going on for all of us. I hope it's great for everybody. It's Zoe Moon. I want to thank everybody again for all the prayers that came out for me in this week behind me. It was so appreciated. You guys definitely rock it when it comes to that kind of stuff. And I will be back next week. The show will be the night before my birthday, so I'm sure I'll be, you know, having a glass of champagne with you and celebrating and talking about some of the crazy stuff coming up. You guys can always find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And that's about it. Have a good one. I'll talk to you guys next week.